Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you my summary of Deuteronomy chapters 13 through 14. I hope that what I share with you gives an accurate account of God's Word, and that it blesses you, it blesses me, and it blesses Him. Before I get started, let me say a prayer. Father in heaven, most righteous, most holy, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we give you glory, honor, and praise belongs to you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your everlasting love. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, and Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. I pray that everyone listening under the sound of my voice, that their lives are transformed, minds are renewed, wisdom, revelation, and understanding be received in Yeshua's name. Okay, so let me just jump right on into it. So I'll give you an outline of each chapter, and then I'll go into my summary. So we see in chapter 13, there are warnings against false prophets. Also, you'll see the prohibition against following the false prophets and the punishment for those who lead others into idolatry. So in Deuteronomy chapter 13, Moses warns the Israelites against following false prophets who might lead them into idolatry. He instructs them to remain loyal to the Lord and to follow his commandments. Moses emphasizes the importance of putting God first and not being swayed by false teachings. Those who lead others into idolatry are to be punished severely. In chapter 14, it goes over the dietary laws, the clean and unclean animals, and also tithing and other offerings. So in chapter 14, Moses lays out the dietary laws for the Israelites. He distinguishes between clean and unclean animals and instructs the people to only eat the clean ones. Moses also teaches the people about tithing and other offerings they are to make to the Lord. These laws are meant to reinforce the Israelites' commitment to God and to help them maintain their distinct identity as his chosen people. So overall, these chapters highlight the importance of faithfulness to God and obedience to his laws. Moses warns against false teachings and idolatry while also providing guidance on how to live a holy life. The dietary laws and tithing regulations help the Israelites stay focused on God and maintain their identity as his people. So what I learned and what I gained from this is God is a jealous God, and God is a just God. And whatever he decides and whatever system he puts in place or whatever plan he puts in place, it is the perfect plan so that you or his people may have a favorable outcome that glorifies him. And so even today, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so these are the same things that he desires of us, is to, number one, walk in obedience unto him, have no other God before him, and, you know, to take care of our temples by eating clean foods. So we serve a good, faithful, and wonderful God. And even in our times of wilderness and disobedience, he's still so faithful to bless us and bring us through, because he has a desire for an expected end for us. And so all we are or should do is walk in obedience unto a faithful and loving Father. Alrighty, that's all I have for you tonight. Again, my name is Erica with I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Don't forget to check us out on our social media under the name I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Also, check us out on other podcast platforms under the name IRTWBEY365 on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many, many more. Also, check us out on our website at IReadTheWholeBibleEveryYear.org and on Clubhouse under the club name Doing Life God's Way for 40 Minutes of Worship, in which that's on hold right now, and more about that coming soon. Alrighty, so I'm going to get out of here. I got one more podcast to do, and I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.